Good evening, everyone. And I hope you are faring well and not too cold. Bet if you are, we'll warm you up tonight. All right. Got some nice hot energy coming your way. So, what a year. What a year, huh? Oh my God. Can't believe this year. Actually, and we were just thinking, hey, it's the start of the new year, and look, now it's the ending of the year. Oh my God, time collapsing or what? All right, so this integration will be for your pets and will be for you, your higher self, your middle self, your lower self, and your side selves. Side self. We're coining a new phrase tonight. Either your right side self or your left side self, and or both. And your inner child, of course. So invite your pets to come and listen and partake. So this will be a two-aspect activation, which starts right now. So we're going to look and review this almost completed year. And we're going to also bring forth the wisdom from all that you've gone through. So let's just remind you that, physically speaking, when you, what part of you? Well, I suppose it could be your personality aspect, perhaps some aspect of your soul, but we're not quite sure at this point. But the idea is, if you are having and have had difficulty integrating your experiences, if you've had a bit of a challenge in letting all of your past experiences go, then it will affect your body, primarily your digestive system. So it could be anything going on with your teeth, your mouth, your throat, which will include your thyroid gland, by the way, your stomach, small and large intestines, your liver, gallbladder, somewhat the pancreas, your adrenal glands, your bladder, your appendix. My God, that's almost all of our internal organs. But you get the point? So if the liver is having a bit of a challenge in detoxifying, and then the kidneys have to take over, then it's going to affect your adrenal glands, cortisol levels, adrenaline levels, all that good stuff. Oh, well, the lungs are in there too. Yeah, because they say, what about the lungs? But you get the idea. If you're having trouble digesting, eliminating, and assimilating daily emotional experiences, it's going to affect your organs of digestion, assimilation, and elimination. Egads, that's pretty much our whole body. Okay, let's take a deep breath because that's a really big one. And of course, it's going to affect your weight. Egads. Okay. Let's take a deep breath. So we're going into the receiving mode, taking some very deep cleansing breaths, energizing breaths, activating your soul frequencies. Okay, palms facing upwards, feet on the floor or base of your spine, grounding with the earth. Okay, use your breathing to bring yourself into focus. Let go of the day, your to-do list, let go of multitasking. Just be present. Just be present with the voice that you're hearing. Be present with your breathing. Just be present with whatever you're experiencing. No judgment, just being present. And we are going to be bringing forth the learning frequencies, the healing frequencies, the energies of transformation and awakening for this whole year. So you want to get the idea that you are capable of digesting, assimilating, integrating, and eliminating, in a matter of speaking, all your daily experiences. Now, much, if not all, of your still unresolved issues, so to speak, lay in the area of the unconscious, right? So we're going to bring forth resistance to change for the new year, resistance to healing self, all aspects of self, whatever that means, beginning to embrace your shadow aspects, which is just your hidden aspects, really. It's not your bad aspects. It's just that which usually remains hidden. Your frozen child aspects. We want that part to thaw out today. Even though it is winter, we're going to be bringing in the summer sunshine. Okay, I think we're also going to be using some of the rays and color therapy for your enjoyment today. So be prepared for a light show. And any of those that you feel can benefit from this, turn them on to this. Okay, integration for this year to include the rest of this year. A little reverse engineering. Okay, so breathing deeply. We're going to detach from tribal consciousness and all of the confusion, all of the fear that's going on the world, on the astral plane, especially on the astral plane. You don't need to be a part of that. Unless you choose to. Let go of all family drama. Let go of any and all influences from your ancestors regarding difficulty. Just difficulty. You don't have to do it like how they did it. And you don't have to try to solve your problems like they tried to solve their problems. You are unique. All right, so detaching energetically on a DNA level from your ancestors' patterns, your family dynamics. And letting go of all of the unresolved issues from your former marriages. Not only this lifetime, but all lifetimes. See, by letting go energetically of that, you can begin to resolve that. So you have to let it go first. So release yourself from your pain body and definitely your emotional astral bodies. And again, you want to be free of all projections from humanity. And that includes all your friends, relatives, parents, kids, all of it. All right, so you're going to gather your focus back to self. We're going to call in your guide team, even if you don't believe in them. We're going to call in your guides, your spiritual guides. These are your helpers, your support team, your healing team, your bliss team, even your comedy team. Soul group support, please. Angelic support, ascended masters support, whatever you want to call it, hierarchy, realms of love and light. The deities. So we're going to call forth the Christos, that one vibration that comes through the core of the great central sun, the heart of creation. Okay, so as you become completely disengaged from all of the chaos on any and all levels in our galaxy, you're going to feel yourself moving through a beautiful arc of light into the one zone, the oneness, moving into a space where you feel free. A space where anything is possible. That place where you know intuitively how to manifest your life and how to heal aspects of your life and how to transform that which is ready to be transformed. Okay, deep breath. Totally disengaging from the body, but being aware of the body now. Being in more than one place at the same time. Moving deeper into the higher vibrations of light and sound. Okay, so let us journey back in time, as it were, to January, February, and up to springtime, two-thirds of March. And you're going to go back there energetically, and you're going to review. You're going to review your experiences, the occurrences in your life, good, bad, and indifferent. You're going to review the people that you met and that you had connection and relationships with, whether it's business, personal. You're going to view where your money situation was at that time, your emotional body, where that was that time. You're going to remember what the weather was like and how your body reacted to the weather. And anything that stands out, you just want to be with it for a moment. From the observer, the Voyager space. So we're going to activate the still point behind the heart, activating the pineal pituitary thalamus. Opening up the throat chakra. Balancing the solar plexus. Balancing the original eight cells down at the base of your spine, keeping your feet open, your hands open, the space above your head open, as well as the space in and around your heart, 360 degrees. Remembering what you felt like last winter. What were you going through? What were your insights? What were your challenges? How did you feel? Breathe deeply. Okay, we're going to call forth the Christos to begin to activate your pineal gland. You can use any of the rays, if you will, cobalt blue, golden, white, rose pink, orange. It's a whatever level. Allow your pineal to really activate so that you can begin to truly see. Especially in retrospection, to inwardly to see yourself and your life. You want to remember your goals that you made for yourself for the new year, being this year. Your affirmations, your intentions. What did you want to manifest and accomplish in this year, 2016? Now, this retrospection can apply to any year according to your intention and belief. So you can also do 2015, 2014, 2013, 2012. Relaxing deeper into the oneness, allowing the brain to go into a very nice theta, delta, gamma level brainwave frequency while remaining fully conscious, allowing the heart to fully open, allowing the chambers in the heart to open to the rainbow rays. We're going to bring in the divine feminine vibration to help smooth things out, so to speak, to bring a level of compassion and love to those experiences that you are reviewing. Did you hurt yourself last winter season? What were your insights, your ahas, your epiphanies, perhaps your peak experiences, near-death experiences, extraordinary experiences, or simply experiences that you absolutely did not understand, and so you kind of put it on the back burner? Okay, bring all that up so that you can deeply become aware of what you're still holding, good, bad, and indifferent. Feel the love from last winter, the blessings that you received, the things that you accomplished, or the seeds that you began to plant in your consciousness. So overall, I get a feeling, sensation for last January, February, and two-thirds of March. Okay, we're going to bring that forward into completion now. So what you're going to do is you're going to literally extract the wisdom from your experiences from the first quarter of 2016 or whatever year you are reviewing. What did you learn? And then really own it. Make it yours. What did you learn about yourself? Okay, allow that to continue to complete in the background. Have the body take a deep breath, and we're going to move into the springtime. So we've got the rest of March, April, and May, and about three quarters of June. springtime. What happened to you last springtime? Where were you? Where were you at? And how did the weather reflect and represent where you were at internally, spiritually? What seeds were you planting to harvest later in the year? Again, what were your intentions, your goals, your visions? What did you learn? What were your obstacles and your challenges? What did you fail, so to speak? Where were you tripped up? And what about the injuries, perhaps, that you had and the maybe illnesses, as we say? And what were they representing to you emotionally? What about loss? Who did you lose last springtime? What did you gain? What was easy for you? What was difficult? How did you manage to get through in those months? What were your thoughts? And what was the energy in your body? What was your body saying to you? Take a deep breath. Just allow whatever's going to come to the surface to come to the surface. Resist nothing. Doubt nothing. Let it flow. It is like bubbles coming up to the surface from deep down. And symbolically, as the bubbles come to the surface that's in the water coming up to meet the air, it bursts and becomes no more. And you have your insights. You have your ahas. Where in the springtime did you not pay attention to your intuition and your gut feelings in making decisions? Or did you pay attention? What was the yearning of your soul last springtime? As things began to bloom on the trees and the flowers, so looking back at your hardships last spring, how were they resolved? Or are they in the process of being resolved? And all the wonderful things that you experienced last spring, how did you integrate that into your life and to share that wisdom with others? What were your anticipations? Did you meet your goals? Did you move? you change jobs? So you're gathering not only the awareness of where you were stuck last spring, but also the wisdom that you learned through others and from yourself. And if you haven't done so, begin to energetically extract, if you will, the essence of the wisdom from last spring. What did you learn? Okay, we're going to have about 5 minutes of silence. There's much to integrate and become aware of right now. So we're going to do this collectively in silence. So there's no need to speed through this. Just allow yourself to go even deeper into receiving and allow your helpers and the divine feminine to help you with your understanding of the first half of this year. Now take a slow, deep breath. Okay, allow that to continue to run in the background. Another deep breath. And we're going to move into the summer months. Last part of June, July, August, and the first 3 weeks of September. And for some of you, this was a very hot and intense summer. So we're going to tap in to your summer months and what that was reflecting back to you. It was part of your harvest time from the seeds that you created and planted in the early part of this year. So what were the challenges? What were the obstacles? What were the big lessons, the big learning lessons? And are they complete? Or are you still working on that? What threw you off course? What kind of experiences discombobulated you? Yeah, at the same time, what were those sublime, ecstatic experiences? And those experiences of connection and oneness, inspiration and joy, moments of deep love and connection. You want to review and experience all of that fully, every bit of the spectrum. The very hard times and the very fun times. What were some troubling experiences, perhaps, that you are still mulling over and not understanding? And really check into your body. Where was your body at? And also in relationship to the weather, which again reflects what's going on internally. Where was your body at? Where were your emotions at? What were your compulsive thinking patterns? Where were you in the balance of all things? That divine flow. So as a spirit presence, you experience every gamut of every emotion and thought and feeling. And that is the beauty of expressing through a physical body on this beautiful planet at this time, that you get to experience many, many things that are not possible in other realms yet. Yes, we are the great experiment in evolution, and the whole galaxy is observing what we are doing and how we are moving through our collective experience within the oneness. Okay, bringing the colors from the rainbows that you feel you need to make your summer complete. Rainbows have power. They have consciousness and knowledge. and practical applications on the physical plane. If you're needing more energy, invoke the reds and the oranges and the yellows. If you need more calming down, the blues and the purples. If you need more balance, grounding and stability, it's all of the greens and the blue greens. If you need expansion and more awareness, it's the whites and the golds and the lavenders. If you need more cleansing and healing, violet, purple, green. If you need to get unstuck, try ruby red. You need more love? Any color, really. And for more grounding, you can use the earth tones plus green. Like the color of rocks, big rocks. And so we're talking like red rocks and granite. Use a color of stones for enhanced grounding. Breathe it in. Breathe it into the cells of your body. And especially, let's bring in some really, really, really fine greens for the liver to help bring the liver to a place of health and wellness. And for your cardiovascular system, we could use the pinks and the golds. And for the nervous system, whatever is calming for you, for your nervous system and your active mind. So some soft blues, perhaps. Pinks. Lavender. Breathing deeply and allowing yourself to come to completion with the summer months. Now we're going to move into the fall, into the latter part of September, October, November, and most of December, which is now. And again, we're going to reflect on what occurred this fall season, what occurred on a planetary level, big changes. Big changes. What occurred to you internally? Also big changes. Harvesting from the spring. Harvesting the thoughts that you planted. Again, regarding your goals, manifesting your goals. How did that go? Big changes emotionally, psychologically. And where was your body at? And how did you do with your spiritual journey? you at with relationships and money and career? And did you pay attention to your intuition? Were you following your guidance, your divine GPS system? Were you blocking any of your higher self downloads? Were you able to ground all of that spiritual data and information? And how was the health of your body? Did you get sick with the so-called back-to-school seasonal flu and or cold? In fact, you want to kind of remember how many times you got sick this past year and make a note of that. How many times did you catch a cold or come down with the flu or go into the hospital? Or go to church to pray? To a retreat? Vision quests? Vacation? No vacation? So we're going to give some moments of silence for you to further review the last half of this year and to deeply receive guidance, insights, visions. Okay, breathe deeply. We're going to call forth the energies that will help you to integrate this year through the rays of the different colors, the rainbow lights. Now, the rainbow lights are not only of this spectrum, physically speaking, but contains many dimensional levels of frequency called color. So all you need to do is imagine that you are at the beach on a very nice sunny day with a very gentle breeze, just enough for you to notice. And imagine that you are laying down on your beach towel on your back with your arms out upon the warm sand and far enough away from the water. And it's just you, you and this beautiful sun that is bringing forth the rainbow rays of healing, of awakening, of expansion, of whatever your intention is regarding the completion of this year and gaining the wisdom from this year that you will apply on your spiritual path in daily life. So we're going to give you a few moments in silence to really just soak this up. It's all yours. You deserve it. And allow yourself to become those rays that are beaming upon you, not only in your four lower bodies, but in your spirit, your soul, all parts of you. Now we're going to ask you now to just slowly turn over your body so that now your backside can be exposed to this beautiful sun and all of its many rainbow-colored lights. You want your backside to really soak this up, especially along your spine and all the power points of your body. And begin to imagine now that this beautiful, huge angel presence is stroking gently your back. Along your spine, down your legs, down your arms, over the backside of your head, your neck, gently stroking away all the remnants from this year. Helping to stroke away the stress and the worry and the anxiety and general heaviness. Stroking gently, beginning to bring life back to the backside of the body, especially along the spine, so that all of your organs can be re-energized with the light. Feeling the love from this angelic presence. Feeling the compassion. So we're going to ask you actually to stay in this position, physically and etherically, energetically, for about a half hour from now. Allow yourself to feel the caress of this angelic presence. Remember the feeling of angels. Remembering the feeling of what it's like to be loved unconditionally. Remembering that you have this connection with that realm. Allow yourself to be stroked and cared for. Allow yourself to be cared for. Allow yourself to be given to. Allow yourself to receive. It is time for you to receive. And that is your mantra for the rest of this year. I am now ready to receive the grace and blessings from my God, from my source, from my spirit, from my soul, from God I Am, from Prime Source. And before you get up, you will automatically be balanced and grounded, ready to drink some water, ready to carry on your life with inspiration and hope and trust, with more joy, more laughter. So until next time, we send our blessings. Know that you are loved and supported. And that you are outrageously blessed. And so it is.